Pretty emotional scene, huh? You bet. I'm not the kind of dog who loses his head around the women folk, but this gal had turned me wrong side out, upside down, backwards, and every which way but loose. Who could forget those words she'd said to me as we looked into each other's eyes? Hi. I would keep those words, well, that one word, forever locked away in the little cigar box of my heart. But I had been called back into service, and I had to put all those perfumed memories behind me. Holding my head at a stern professional angle, I marched away from the sobs of my newly beloved and set a course that would take me straight to little Alfred. He was standing beside the mailbox, beside Mr. Wilcox. Williams, whatever he called himself. Wilkins, there we go. Mr. Wilkins. And his eyes were shining with delight. Alfred's eyes were shining with delight, that is. Mr. Wilkins' eyes were... Why was he staring at me? Hey, I had washed my face and removed all traces of the lemonade, so maybe he could stare at someone else for a while. Make one little mistake around here and they never let you forget it. I marched up to my little pal and gave him a stiff salute. Reporting for duty, sir. The boy seemed breathless with excitement.
Hanky, I get to go over to the lake and help Mr. Wilkins dig up an old house. We're gonna camp out and sleep in a tent.
Mr. Wilkins smiled. Now, slow down, son. This is still in the planning stage. We have to get your mother's permission, and she might have other things for you to do. Let's drive down to the house and see what she says. They loaded Alfred's stuff into the pickup, and I marched around to the rear of the pickup and prepared to leap into the back. Huh? They drove off without me. You know, a lot of dogs would have gotten their feelings hurt, but I didn't even give it a thought. Okay, I gave it a thought, one small thought, and decided, what the heck, they were busy and excited and just forgot to invite me. They probably knew that a big strapping dog like myself would have no problem walking a quarter mile to the house, even in the scalding heat, and they were sure right about that. No problem. Besides, I was looking forward to having a few moments to myself because I had a lot of things on my mind. Obviously, my career was about to take a major turn in a new and exciting direction, and I needed some time to make plans and chart a course for the future. I had no idea how long I would be digging bones with Mr. Wilkins and Alfred, and they were leaving me very little time to put my affairs in order before we shipped out. I needed some time alone, is the point. But who or whom do you suppose came trotting up the road to meet me? Just the guy I didn't need or want to see. Drover. He rushed up to me, all aflutter with excitement.
Oh my gosh, Hank, you'll never guess what I saw in the back of that pickup.
I kept walking. You saw a gorgeous golden-haired lady dog. The bottom fell out of his smile.
Oh, drat, you saw her too?
Of course I saw her too. Her name is Sardina. She comes from Boston, our state capital. She works with an Arkansologist and they dig up bones. She hates lobsters and has fallen madly in love with me. What else do you want to know about her? He gave me a tragic look, then fell to the ground and began kicking all four legs.
I can't believe this. You cheated, and now my heart is broken. Oh, my heart!
I glared down at the runt. Drover, stop this childish display. You're embarrassing me.
Yeah, but she smiled at me, and there for a second, I thought, you stole her, and it's no fair.